Most of my dreams are about falling off things. Falling off precipices.
Or like the steering wheel will come off and I'll be like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now?
Corpses lying around everywhere with their eyes plucked out and really old skeletons and shattered things. And
there are all these stairs kind of going around and leading up to my room and down from my room.
It's me and Sophia and Lila, and we're on a train going to Francisco.
And my best mate, his father had passed away recently.
And she was like using them to cure her cancer, and there were earplugs on them.
And it was the one where Rihanna was like her guest.
I'm 20 years older than Rihanna, and Rihanna is actually the singer Rihanna, and she was in my dream.
We were dancing in an Italian ruin, and so the DJ shone a light on me and said, well, someone's not ready to go home, it seems.
And I just felt very insecure.
And the gate is open. The gate's not supposed to be open. There's this gray dog, he's really big, and he's running across the yard really slow.
And he was really irritable, and not only was he kind of, I guess, a zombie dog come back to life, but he could also talk to me, and he was complaining the whole time in a voice, I guess, that sounded a lot like Albert Brooks.
And the dog had a name, and I'm trying to remember what the name was, but it was a female dog. The name was something like Mallory. Meredith. Meredith was the name of the dog.
And I remember thinking, why has America voted me in the top 9? And I don't have a voice to sing at all. And these two cars that are driving in front of me, like, crash off the road. But it's almost like joyful crashing. And then I kind of slow down and come around and I see this person. And he's swimming in a pool. And he's stuck underwater, just swimming back and forth, back and forth.